Non-nucleosides. The two main heavy hitters in that camp are Viramune and Sestiva, Nevirapine or Efavirenz. Two of the most popular drugs around the world used to treat because they are so simple, one or two pills a day, easy, and some of the most successful. We just saw, just a few hours ago, a head-to-head comparison in about 1,000 people around the world of Nevirapine versus Efavirenz, Sestiva versus Viramune. The punchline is, at this point, that Sestiva tweaked out success by about 5% higher success rate overall than Viramune. So pretty close, about a 5 to 6% difference in favor of Sestiva. And so far, while they're pretty close, there's still a tiny advantage in favor of Sestiva in terms of success rates in controlling HIV. But if somebody has trouble with Sestiva, in terms of the side effects and the mood and the dreams and all that stuff, Viramune looks like a pretty well-validated choice. But in terms of some side effect issues, again, there are differences. With Sestiva, people who take it know well that mood disorder, the dreams, the wild dreams, the vivid dreams. Some people get moody, some people get depressed, some get happy. Some people like their dreams and some don't. Some describe it all over the map. I've certainly heard all sorts of stories about that, dreams I always like to ask. Because it's not entirely clear. Sometimes they're just vivid. They're not different from usual, they're vivid. One guy told me just about a month ago that he was having those dreams on Sestiva. One thing he described is that one night he was lying in bed and the San Francisco 49ers were all in the bedroom with him. And then he went to sleep and he started to have the dream. So you can imagine that for some people, these dreams are a challenge, and for some, it's not. But there are other differences. And in this study, we also saw something that we've known for Viramune, but reminded that on Viramune, if you're going to use Viramune, you've got to do liver function test monitoring. Because about 5% or so can have hepatitis on that drug. And sometimes the hepatitis is mild and sometimes it's severe. And so you've got to, if you're going to start that drug, make sure you get to the lab as often as you have discussed doing it to just get those labs tested, get those LFTs done. And because that drug is tricky to work with, it's also fair to point out that on that trial, in which approximately 800 or so people were involved, about 600 or so people were on Viramune, and of those 600 or so, there were about two deaths. There were two deaths due to the side effects of Nevirapine. So Nevirapine is a drug that for some people can be used and be used safely, but it's a drug that has to be used with a clear line of communication, because if there are side effects, you've got to know when to stop.